With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden hit the campaign trail today in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, attacking Donald Trump. Mr. Biden says Americans must make a clear choice at the polls in November.
This is not rhetorical, academic, or hypothetical. Whether democracy is still America's sacred cause is the most urgent question of our time. And it's what the 2024 election is all about.
But Heritage Foundation senior fellow Hans von Spakovsky says what's threatening are attempts to keep President Trump off the election ballot.
The folks on the Biden side, Biden and his Democratic allies, are trying to disenfranchise millions of Americans so that they don't have the ability to make their own choices on who they want to have as president.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear an appeal to a Colorado ruling that bars former President Trump from the state's primary ballot.
The announcement came just days before voters begin casting presidential primary ballots across the country. Justices will decide whether Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election make him ineligible to run for office. Colorado's decision was the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment had been used to disqualify a presidential candidate.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the high court will hear arguments in February. The leader of the Lebanese militia Hezbollah says his group must retaliate after a presumed Israeli airstrike hit a Beirut neighborhood this week, killing a senior Hamas official. Without a response, Hassan Nasrallah said all of Lebanon would be vulnerable to Israeli attack. He appeared to be making the case for a response to the Lebanese public, even at the risk of escalating the fighting between Hezbollah and Israel. On Wall Street, the Dow by 25 points, the Nasdaq rose 13. This is SRN News. Most Americans have friends of other faiths.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 61% of the general population has at least a few friends who follow a different religion. That includes 51% of evangelical Protestants, 67% of mainline Protestants, 59% of Catholics, and 41% of black Protestants. Most Americans don't talk about religion with their friends, however. Less than one-third say they ever bring it up. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man living as a woman has been disqualified from running for the Ohio House after omitting his former name on circulating petitions to get on the ballot. Vanessa Joy was running as a Democrat in a heavily Republican district and had legally changed his name and his birth certificate prior to the campaign. However, a 1990s state law says that a candidate must provide any name changes within the last 5 years to qualify for the ballot. This is SRN News. Florida residents can begin importing cheaper prescription drugs from Canada.
It's the first time any U.S. state has used the approach in all those years of frustration with U.S. drug prices. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the plan into law in 2019, but it required approval by the FDA. Importing cheaper drugs has long been popular with patients and consumer groups, but faced years of pushback by the pharmaceutical industry. Both President Biden and former President Trump supported importing medications to help lower costs. John Scott reporting.
An earthquake shook a wide area of Southern California. That quake struck at 10:55 a.m. today. After several revisions, the magnitude was set at 4.1. The quake was centered about a mile northwest of Lytle Creek in the San Gabriel Mountains, about 45 miles east of downtown Los Angeles, in a place known as Cajon Pass. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.